Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I can post my photographs on my photo blog that I've taken that day, and today is Sunday, October the 3rd. Look and See can be found at las.new-england.net.au. Now today was a nice spring-like day, mostly sunny with a few high clouds. 2 to 18 was the temperature range, 2 to 18 Celsius, so it was a little bit nippy overnight. That's 35 to 65 Fahrenheit. Now this afternoon we took a drive to Urella, which is about 45 kilometers from home, 28 miles. And the six photographs I've got on my photo blog for today just record what we found in and around Urella. The first few photographs were taken at the dog agility trials that were being held over this weekend at the Urella Showground. The first photograph has an owner and the dog rushing around one of the trails. And I've captured the dog at the apex of the jump over the hurdle. And I just love the way that the two paws are being held closely together right in front of the dog. It's a very cute looking dog. But what's also interesting in this photograph is the owner, the handler, who is rushing around quite determinedly with a wonderful expression on her face. So you're left wondering just who exactly here is undergoing this trial. The second photograph has another dog just coming over the top of the jump, clearing it. And I had to wonder about the leery colours of the hurdles, sort of lilac-y, pinky-purple, depending on the whether the sun was shining or not at that moment. The third photograph, again another action shot, has an owner looking to her left and the dog looking to its right. And the owner is giving a direction to the dog, and the dog is watching that finger. The dog needs to be moving to the left, where the next jump is. Love the colours, bright green and yellow on the hurdle, and bright red on the owner's top. The third photograph, we've moved into this is the fourth photograph. We've moved into Urella Township, the main street. And there are a few bookshops there, and this one looks like somebody is about to drop in some more second-hand books on the trolley. As in a true small town trust, there's a sign on the counter saying that if the shop's unattended, please just leave your money in the honesty box. I doubt we'd see that in large cities. And the music was going, and there were speakers there, and I just thought this was great that it manages not to lose their speakers every other week. The next photograph was at a shop a couple of doors down. This little dummy's head is advertising a hat. But what I noticed first of all things was the image to the right, the reflection in the glass. It looked like a hologram just sitting in midair, just in the middle of the empty space. The sun was very low, it was late afternoon, and that meant that the sun was blaring into the windows, so I've got a very high contrast shot here. Sunshine on the left-hand side of the dummy's head and the shadow in the recesses of the window. And the final shot for today is of a shop yet a few more doors down the street, where we can see belt and braces, lock and padlock the doors being firmly shut. And it was only when I reviewed the photograph that I noticed that the grain of the wood had some traces of blue paint left on it, just as the metalwork of the lock that the padlock's attached to also has some blue on the side of it. So somebody sanded this back. A great wooden grain has been exposed, though. Well, there you have my photographs for the day. Sunday, October the 3rd. I'm Gordon Smith. And if you'd like to drop me a note, my email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you find a moment over the next few days to look back and see what I found to photograph. Bye for now.